Every college student has experienced academic and social turmoil over the past year. Few have had the encouragement, as Tristan Rice has, to put it into song.
It's a brand new day and I'm still going, and nothing weighing down is full speed forward. Do what I can in the time I got. I can't look back on the things I'm lost.
Rice and a couple dozen other UNC Asheville students answered an open call in the fall to write music, poetry, and plays, make dances, and create digital art inspired by the past year of the pandemic and social justice movements. Stephanie Hickling-Beckman, the founder of Asheville's Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective, rehearsed and coached the students, whose work comes together in Hindsight 2020, a variety show over video through the university's theater department.
I've never worked on a show like this.
Lindsay Wheeler has filled up notepads with previous writings, but this is her first time writing a monologue for performance.
Having an outlet that people are going to hear, maybe they'll get a different perspective. Being able to get my message out there is really helpful. And then being able to just vent in general. Like when I started my monologue, Stephanie suggested that I just write and I don't censor myself. So I did that for a couple hours and it was really, really like therapeutic to just get all of my feelings on a piece of paper.
Ray Williams wrote a one-act play calling for four different performers to portray different angles of their personality over the past year.
It was very good for me to, I don't want to say experience it again, because I don't think I experienced it again, but I had a better understanding and was able to process a lot of the things that like affected me.
Julie Newmark created two short solo dances, one she meant to convey her sadness and anger, the second about coping and the feeling of hope ahead. While the foundation of her dances is choreographed, Newmark left plenty of room to improvise.
Every time I've done it, it's been a little bit different, which I think like that's a kind of an analogy for the pandemic. Sometimes it was really hard to be isolated from friends, and then other times I could find peace in like being alone. And it surprises me every time that I go in to do it and different emotions arise and different movements come out of it than I did the last time.
Zoe Newton's monologues focus on racial injustice. She wanted to challenge people who, from her vantage, only believe they understand racism and its impacts.
I get super excited about the fact that I had been writing for a while and I had these feelings, but I didn't know if someone would be able to understand them. And now I was able to do a project like this. And it's like, I'm around people who seem to get it. And that was a really cool experience.
Hindsight 2020 streams through the UNC Asheville Theater Department March 5th and 6th. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.